We're here with Laura Heitz. I got it right this time. No?
Heltz.
I knew I'd screw it up anyways. Yeah. Heltz. Laura Heltz. I'm still used to Stradley. It says Stradley on my phone when you texted me.
I know. I'm still used to it, too. I introduced myself wrong this morning again.
Well, anyways, the executive director and CEO of Veterans Outreach Center, Laura, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You guys got a lot of stuff going, but this one project that you're doing with the county right now, that's what we're talking about today. It's the Never Forget Roses.
That's right. Yeah. And it's a community salute to our fallen heroes.
Okay.
Yep. It's a really cool project, actually. So Veterans Outreach Center turned 50 this year, which is hard to even believe.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to find some unique ways to celebrate our 50th anniversary. Our director of advancement, Joan Brandenburg, came up with this great idea. And she said, what if we partner with the county and the Parks County Parks Department, County Veterans Service Agency, and we find an artist that will create these beautiful handcrafted copper roses for us. And we happen to know an artist that would do that.
Right.
And we create like a scavenger hunt, basically. So at various times throughout the summer, these roses will be planted in different county parks. And there'll be like a little kickoff event for each one. And folks can come out, bring their kids. If you find one of the copper roses that's planted in the county parks, and they're not too far off any of the main trails, there will be a URL code on that rose. So you get to keep the rose. And then when you get home or even on your phone, look up that URL code and it will show you the name of a fallen hero in our community and tell you which monument they are memorialized on in our community. And if you happen to find one of the 50 red tinted roses, those are in honor of our 50 years, then you and your family get to march in the Veterans Day Parade with others that found those same roses.
Oh, no
fall.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
yeah.
know that part of it. That's very cool.
Yeah, it's a really neat idea.
So are they out there now?
They are. So some of them are already out, and there have been a few events already, and there's going to be events pretty much every weekend through the summer.
Okay.
So if you are looking to find something fun to do with the kids, you can get on the county website and look up the Forever Rose Project or the Never Forget Rose Project, and you can find out where the events are happening each week. It's possible that maybe, you know, one has already taken place and not all the roses got found. So,
sure,
maybe check out some of the ones that have already happened. But what's really neat about this, too, I think, is, you know, we kicked it off Memorial Day weekend. We're concluding it Veterans Day weekend in November. And in addition to just the fact that it's a great partnership, it gives us an opportunity to pay respect to those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom.
Sure. Yeah. And it's just a really cool idea because there's interaction to
yeah.
it. You learn stuff.
Yeah.
And you're probably going into parts of the parks that you've probably never tried before, too, you know, discovering things that way.
Yeah, well,
our parks are amazing around here, and people don't realize it sometimes, I think.
I was just going to say that we're so blessed to have so many great outdoors opportunities in this community. And, you know, we're not just an urban area. We've got great parks. And I think that, again, you know, when we're looking at how do we educate our kids about being good citizens and the community in general, about what does it take to be a service member and how do we keep this all volunteer fighting force? Well, we pay respect to those that have volunteered to serve, and we take care of those when they come home. And so it's kind of just a nice way to really pull all that together. And it's a fun way to talk about a topic that's not always easy to talk about.
Sure,
you know, those that have been killed in action. So
how many, now it's not just Highland Park, right?
Right.
It's all the county parks.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Mendon Ponds. And you know, would screw it up if I tried to name all of them, but yes, it's a lot of the different parks across the region.
Who got that job to go hide these things?
probably the Parks Department, I'm guessing.
Okay, all right. And let's talk about the artists again, because I've got those roses at Valentine's Day from you guys.
Yes.
You use it as a fundraiser, too.
We do.
These copper roses are beautiful.
They really are. So Mark Gazier, he creates these handcrafted roses as a kind of a way of giving back, and it's really very beautiful. He's not a veteran, but he loves doing things that support the veteran community, and so every year at Valentine's Day for I don't even know how many years running now, he creates these roses and we would sell them in our Stars and Stripes
yeah.
flag store. And people can come in and buy something unique for their loved one to celebrate the holiday. And a lot of times we'll put them out, you know, around Mother's Day as well. And all the proceeds help support our programs and services at Veterans Outreach Center.
Speaking of, what's new now? You guys have always got something going on.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
always building something or adding to something.
Yeah.
Anything new to report since the last time we spoke?
I think since the last time we spoke, we did officially open the Richards House, reopen
right.
it.
Okay.
We have spent the last year and a half in a construction project to renovate and expand it. So it's finally done. The guys have moved back in, and that is a facility that serves male homeless veterans. So we're super proud of how that came out. We're working right now with the city and the permits department, and we're going to be doing an expansion of our main campus this fall, we hope, ideally this fall, to create a peer support drop-in center.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so that's kind of next up
right
on the docket.
Right on South Avenue
right
Comfort?
On South
Avenue.
Yeah,
really?
you wouldn't think there's room to expand, but we found the one little spot in the back where we could add on some space. And what's really great about this this program is that it's going to be open after hours 7 days a week. So once this peer support drop-in center is built, it'll be the only place that is serving veterans in our community after hours, weekdays, weekends, that is safe, sober, healthy living. You know, there are other facilities that probably do help vets mm-hmm. After hours, but a lot of times there's alcohol involved.
Mm-hmm.
And for folks that are struggling with mental health and substance abuse, that's really not a great combination.
Yeah,
so.
exactly.
So yeah, that, and we are doing some grant writing right now to improve and reopen our Priscilla's House, which is our shelter for female vets.
Okay.
So we're hoping that comes through later this year, and that will start taking place likely right after the first of the year, right around January timeframe.
So we have homeless female vets too.
We do. And, you know, of course, women are much, much smaller percentage of the veteran population, and that's not to say insignificant. I am
no.
a female veteran myself. But of the female veterans, you know, probably about 10% of the veteran population is female. We do struggle with those
well, they
that
have
are,
different challenges. Right?
Sure.
A lot of
yeah.
times they have children and stuff.
And that's one of the issues right there, is that when women typically present struggling with homelessness and they do have children, a lot of times somebody will take them in.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are still homeless. They don't have a home of their own.
Right.
They don't have a permanent address, but somebody is taking them in. They're couch surfing. They're maybe staying in an unsafe place. And so we still have a responsibility to provide safe housing that helps them navigate through those challenges and get to a better place where they can find independence again.
You guys offer so many services for the families and the veterans here locally. It's funny because before we turned the mics on, we were just talking about my situation with a broken washing
yeah.
machine. But you guys say you actually have laundry services for veterans, right?
Yeah.
If they need it and
yeah.
a place to wash their clothes and stuff.
So when we created the Morale Center in 2019, part of that concept was to use the word morale like it's used in the military, which is to, you know, I think very obvious, but make people feel good about their lives and to do healthy things. And so we wanted to have all the things that you would need to feel good in your life. And so we have peer support groups that take place there. We have actually a barber shop in our Morale Center free of charge to vets because you feel better when you're well-groomed.
Sure, yeah.
We have hydromassage, massage therapy, Reiki. All of our licensed professionals work there, and they do a lot of crisis intervention. And to your point, we have washers and dryers.
Washers and dryers.
So, yeah.
There's a gym too, right?
We do. And that falls under the Morale Center as well. We have a small fitness center. We offer cooking classes to veterans. We do those every Monday. And you can even get a ServSafe certification at the completion of those classes.
Oh,
so there's
so
lots
you get
of
a job.
Yeah, right. So
right.
all kinds of things to help people that are looking for, whether it's therapy, social interaction, or just, you know.
Well, speaking of jobs and sometimes of, you know, homelessness and not and unemployment and stuff like that, you guys also help with training and
yes.
computer knowledge. And actually, you guys actually offer clothing
yeah.
if somebody has an interview or a court date
yeah.
and they need to look presentable. You guys can help them out with that as well.
Yeah. So with regard to the clothing, I actually just had some folks come through from Congressman Morelli's Washington office yesterday. We were giving them a little tour, and they were just so surprised to see our what we call the quartermaster, which is, again, another military term, but our quartermaster space really looks like a small shop. And so you come in, there are racks of clothes, very gently used or brand new.
Right.
There's a changing room so vets can come in, they can get work attire. We've got folks who have had really good, you know, longstanding professional careers that they donate their suits to us, mm-hmm. and they're impeccable and they are beautiful, you know, top quality. So you're not talking about, you know, something that's 30 years old and looks outdated. So we've got all kinds of winter clothing, underwear, socks, shoes, the whole nine yards. And then to your point about the jobs, we do offer all kinds of training programs. And every year we help a couple hundred vets get back into meaningful employment here in the Rochester community.
I know I had a friend. I had a friend who had a lot of suits, was in the business here, the radio business, had a lot of nice suits and lost 70 pounds. And he goes, What do I do with them? I go, take them to VOC.
Yeah, and we find that a lot, actually. People who have gone through diets and, you know, they say, gee, I've got these suits and they were $1,000 when I bought them and I can't throw them away. So we have some really nice things. And I think, again, it's just that feeling of a dignified experience when you come in. So you're not getting some kind of, you know, kind of untidy hand-me-down out of the basement of a building. It's a really nice space. And we do our food pantry the same way. It looks like a little shop, like a corner store. There's coolers, there's freezers, there's pantry items. And when people come in, we follow all the Food Link guidelines, and we're grateful to be a recipient of some of the Food Link supplies as well. And they come in and they can pick out things that they enjoy eating. They're not just handed a box with a bunch of canned goods in it.
So, right. Yeah. Now, one of the things you did mention with selling the copper roses was the flag store. Now, the flag store physically has gone away.
Yes.
But people still need to buy flags, and they want the American-made flags. And when they purchase them from Veterans Outreach, it's going to the cause, too.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's all still online, right?
It is. And, you know, the thing is, I've taken some heat from people about why did you take away the bricks and mortar store? And I understand that. It was a really cute little shop on South Ave that we had. But the reality is we had to do some evaluation during the pandemic. And not only did the pandemic not help us, but we were really looking at the fact that our walk-in traffic sales were quite minimal as compared to our business-to-business and our online sales. And we felt like it was the right time to take advantage of the cyber market and at the same time free up valuable program space. So that's where our little fitness center is now, and our core mission, of course, is serving veterans.
Right.
So the flag store provides a source of income to serve veterans, but using that space, I think, more efficiently to have program areas is really what we're about. So
We're past the 4th of July now and everything, but people still want a nice new American flag. You know, there's plenty of times when you want to be, you know, waving or flying the flag. And like I said, you guys only sold American-made flags.
Yeah,
because
right.
some of these places,
they're Chinese-made.
They're Chinese-made.
And we're American.
And again, when you're purchasing a flag from the flag store, the Veterans Outreach, it's going to the cause.
Yeah, still buy them online. And in fact, if you're somebody who you really want to see the product in person too, you can stop in anytime. Our staff will be glad to go into the basement, pull out the flags, and let you see them and see if it's what you're looking for. And you know, the fact is, those flags make a wonderful housewarming gift for somebody in your family. If you've got a new neighbor that moves in and you want to give them something nice. I'm always cringing when I drive around and you'll see a flag waving at somebody's house and you know they have the right intention, but man, they should have replaced it 3 years ago. It's frayed, it's tattered, and it's like, so.
Do you guys still take them in too? Isn't it properly disposed of
do.
Flags?
Yes. Yep, we take in the flags if you need to properly dispose your flag too, because of course you can't throw it in the garbage.
No.
And so we find the right way to handle that. But definitely get on the flags, you know, the VOC website. We have a flag store website, and it's just a nice opportunity, even if it's not the 4th of July. We've got Veterans Day coming up. You've got September 11th coming up, a lot of patriotic, Labor Day, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, so one more time, we want to remind everybody that right now you can take the kids or yourself, if you just want an excuse to go walking through the county parks and look for these roses. It's a really, really cool idea. And it's called the Never Forget Roses. And then they have a QR code on them, and you can see they're associated with a local veteran who served and find out their story, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And we call it the Never Forget Rose Project because we never want to forget all those who gave their lives in defense of our nation and for our freedoms.
And I think the other thing I always want to remind people is that there used to be a lot of veterans outreach centers across the country.
Yeah.
And we're like one of the last men standing, right?
Yeah, that's true.
50 years.
That's true. And others, you know, have been started since that time, more recently, really, since the 9/11, the wars we've had since then. But we are definitely the oldest of its kind. And that's a strong tribute to our Vietnam veterans and those that kept
it going. And you guys just keep growing. All your stuff, you guys just keep adding more things. Laura? Thank you very much for coming in and telling us the story, and we'll have people walking around the county parks and looking around.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
VOCROC.org, right?
That's right.
The Veterans Outreach Center. Thank you very much.
Thanks.